supervisors, if all in attendance, if please rise and pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Member Foley.
Here.
Member Moyer.
Here.
Member Court.
Here.
Member Engel.
Here.
Member Weir.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. I'd like to announce that although it is posted within the meeting room, I'd like to advise those persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to take record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. This time, I'd like a motion to approve the minutes of, this time I would like to invite the public to make those your public comments by stepping to the microphone and identifying yourself by name and your place of residence. And if you'd be so kind as to limit your remarks to 3 minutes or less, it would be greatly appreciated.
My name is Jay Ziegler. I live at 971 Bullfrog Valley Road. I also own a business on the corner of Sand Hill and Bullfrog Ziegler Auction Company. Don't worry, I'm not here about to discuss what we just discussed for the last hour. I figure while I'm here, I've always been wanting to come down here and discuss this because I'm very curious. What are the plans to do with Bullfrog Valley Road's maintenance?
I can tell you that we continue to look at that as far as what the next steps are, and we have put that on our township plan for a full rebuild. We, the big issue is how do we pay for it? Because we're looking at a $1.5 to $2 million project.
Okay.
So the answer is yes, we're very much aware of it. In fact, I can look over at our public works director and say, literally in the last 2 weeks, we've had this discussion.
But it's discussed. I mean, they, back during that flood, when the McCann got peeled up, I guess, so to speak. And I guess the township did it, went in with grinders, and they did it, and then paved over it, and now we're paying for those divots ever around that at that time. The millings are still on the shoulder. I mean, there's still so many potholes. I'm breaking axles and trailers twice now from that road, and I'm not going fast. I go slow. People pass me down through that road. Because I have to go slow. It needs fixed. I mean, I know you have the road collapse issue with the underlying sewer lines in front of my house and in front of my business, and I do appreciate DTMA attempting to fix that, but we're at the point it needs done. I mean, everybody's talking about it.
No, we're very much aware, and that is part of our plan. So
for next year?
I am hesitant to say when, and I won't put Mr. Clark in that position, but yes, it's a priority.
Can we at least see something happen to those holes and divots? I mean, right now, when you come out of, was it Hill Church, where Eric Spanker's property is, there's potholes in through there, and you can't miss them. Yeah. And they fixed some other things, but they didn't come up there and fix that. They let us go.
So, Jay, what we talked about was Tom. We talked about Tom's going to talk to the board about that. So the board isn't completely in the loop. The history that, and John and I work as the transportation liaison. So in the coming weeks and months, Tom's going to bring that issue before the board.
Great. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. I just felt like we're forgotten up in that area.
You're not forgotten. So I appreciate it. That's a priority.
Thank you.
It's a tough road.
Yeah. Anyone else like to address the board?
This always scares me. My teacher. I'm here just out mowing my grass, and some neighbors stopped by and started talking to me about.
Sure. For the record, could you identify yourself, please?
Oh, Timothy Harry Lambert, 121 Harvey Road, Hershey, Pennsylvania, 17033. 717-533-2815.
I'm not sure you want me to get the phone number, but
okay. Well, I'm mowing my grass, and a bunch of neighbors come over and said, "Did you hear they're closing down the command center for the police? And I'll no longer be able to dial the ferry number. I have to dial 911. And they're going to, and 911 won't handle, like, we have a hole out in Harvey Road. You sent a
police officer with a truck. I've got the demand form. I don't know it. And they show up and they put the barricades around the hole. And that's all going away. They're laying 5 policemen off, 2 part-timers, and closing the dispatch. Now, that was a rumor in Stafford Heights at 6 o'clock tonight. And so I got a shower and came here to decide to ask the question. So who answered it?
Well, sir, we had a full public hearing on that.
I didn't see anything in the Sun about it.
Well, it was published. It was on our website.
There will be another one.
Yeah.
Where I will October 8th is what I understand.
And
so people are gathering.
Because we did not have a representative from the county dispatch center present for the hearing, we thought it best that the hearing remain open for the purpose of hearing some additional information. And, of course, public input will be elicited at that time as well.
Mark, have you or are you going to present the financial breakdown? So I realize you're getting rid of 5 police officers, 2 part-timers, that salary, benefits, and everything else.
We haven't made any decisions yet.
Okay, but
if that's
the decision, it would seem to me that you wouldn't want to put that data, that's data if I were you, that I want to analyze that data. Because does that mean that taxes are going to go down? Or are we going to have to pay for the 911 service? And as a 911 service, what's the cost of the 911 service as compared to what we have now? The 911 won't provide what we have now. And ever since I've lived in Derry Township since 1979, the police have always told me to have our phone number, call our phone number first, we'll get there quickest. So, like, you're making this change, or you're thinking about making this change. So, I think when you present it to us, who come next week, or the 8th, whatever that is, you should give us the 6th. You should give us the data. I mean, I want to see the map.
We're gathering it right now. I mean, we've all spent a lot of time looking into this because we want to make sure we're making the right decision, whether we keep things status quo or we would make a change. So,
but you already had one meeting, and the only reason you didn't follow through is because somebody was missing.
Pretty key part.
Well, if you're comparing what we currently have in the township and what we would have if we went to the county, we need to hear that county piece as well in order to make an informed decision. So that's why we're having someone from Dauphin County come and present on the 6th. And we've been listening to lots of public input. We've had multiple meetings with Chief Warner. We heard from pretty much every security director in Derry Township when we had the last public hearing. So we're being very thoughtful and careful and reviewing exactly what you're suggesting.
And you'll have the numbers.
That's
really what I want to see. So I'm going to see the numbers because I don't know how you make a decision without the numbers.
Well, and also, as you can imagine, not just numbers.
Well, there's service and everything else, yes.
Correct. We too, would like to see the actual numbers and are in the process of getting a comprehensive review of those numbers as well so that it can be a factor for consideration as part of the bigger picture.
Now, is this something that came from this board, or is this something that came from the Dauphin County Board, or did this come from someplace out there?
Well, I think it's important to point out that what every other municipality in Dauphin County does use this service. So
we're the only ones.
So when we're presented with the opportunity to potentially save taxpayers' money, we have to look at those options. So that's kind of what happens.
So you're proposing, so your comment there that this would be saving taxpayer money. That's why I think it's important that you have the data, the numbers,
but for that potential opportunity.
Yeah, I think it, we need, as representatives for the township, to fully understand all of the services that we receive currently and what we potentially would receive or lose by going to the county and what that would look like. So the fact that we're the only municipality left in the county that's not using Dauphin County's 911, while that's a factor, I don't think any other... There's not another municipality or even the city to bring in the number of tourist guests.
The Anthony Car Show is coming.
Yep. So we're not...
The city's moving.
Despite some of the popular sentiments, you know, we're not Middletown, we're not some of the smaller outlying communities. We're probably, we are the economic engine of this region. Some of it is a necessary feature and benefit of our community.
Please let your neighbors know it's just something
we're
not doing, not to worry.
You don't want, like, the scene you had earlier?
No, we could bring your whole neighborhood next time.
Okay, we will.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Hearing done, I'll move on to the next item on our agenda, which is meeting minutes. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes for the public hearing of September 13, 2016.
So moved.
Second by Ms. Court, second by Mr. Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, and public hearing minutes are approved unanimously. Also, I'll move to approve the Board of Supervisors meeting minutes for September 13, 2016.
Second.
Second by Mr. Foley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Second by Ms. Court, and that has been approved unanimously. Turning to item A1 through 23 on the agenda, consideration of the adoption of Ordinance 672, amending Chapter 225 Zoning of the Code of the Township of Derry regarding communications antennas and communications towers to address definitions, permitted locations, design, maintenance, and permitting, and regarding the addition of a severability clause.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This item has been placed on the agenda to provide the board an opportunity to adopt the ordinance. You did a home and public hearing on this ordinance on August 23rd. The ordinance remains unchanged from that hearing. We're looking for action for adoption this evening of Ordinance 672.
Chuck, I seem to recall something coming across my desk about a carrier trying to influence local municipalities' decision-making on this issue? Or?
There's you know, a lot of municipalities right now, because of the smaller cell towers, are getting a lot of influence as they go through the adoption. I know that the representative in Hummelstown Borough, I think we preempted a lot of this, although there's a gentleman in a suit in the audience that I don't know. I don't know if he's here about the cell tower.
I'm here to listen.
Okay. But we did chase a lot of that conversation out early on in this effort.
Any questions?
Is this a result of the mini towers that were shot around Hershey Park?
In part, yes.
Okay, very good. Any other questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve Ordinance 672.
So moved.
Mr. Foley, I'll second it. And all those in favor of adopting Ordinance Number 672 as presented, say aye.
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 Those opposed, and that ordinance passes unanimously. Turning to the next item of business, B1 through 8, approval of Resolution 1484 to modify and operate traffic signals at Hershey Park Drive and West Chocolate Avenue, Sweet Street. Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. PennDOT requires a resolution to modify the operation of any traffic signal in any municipality. Resolution 1484 allows for the modification of the signal at Old West Chocolate Hershey Park Drive. Currently, as that signal sits there today, it's a protected left turn movement. You can have the red ball, you have to sit there. There's a lot of traffic that sits in those left turn lanes when there's nothing coming opposing them on the main line. So this resolution would allow for the change in permit to that signal to allow a left turn movement. Like you see many of the signals, they have you can do a left turn on green if you yield. It would be the same type movement. But now it's a little different signal now because they use flashing yellow arrows instead of a green ball as they do. So it looks a little different, but it'll be the same operating principle.
Thank you, Tom. Any questions or comments for Tom? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion that the Board of Supervisors approve Resolution 1484 to modify and operate traffic signals at Hershey Park Drive and West Chocolate Avenue, SR 2018, Sweet Street.
So moved.
I'll second. Moved by Mr. Engel, seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, and that resolution is approved unanimously. Next item on the board's agenda is presentation of 2017 minimum municipal obligation for the non-uniformed and police pension plans. Carol.
Thank you. This information is being presented to the board because Act 205 requires each pension plan to inform the governing board of the plan's expected financial obligations for the following year. The projected MMO for both pension plans for 2017 is $1,406,680. This projection is expected to be offset by the state reimbursement estimated at $595,000 for 2017. If received, this reimbursement will make the actual cost of funding the pension plans for 2017 approximately $811,680. I'm requesting that the MMO calculation for the pension plans be accepted.
Is there any action that's required by the board this evening on this particular agenda item?
Just an approval.
Yeah, we have to accept your worksheet.
The recommendation.
So I will make a motion. Moved by Mr. Foley to accept the worksheet as presented, and I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Item D1 through 5 is approval of Resolution 1485 to authorize the filing of an application for a Dalton County Infrastructure Bank loan request of $3,060,220 to be used for the downtown Hershey streetscape improvements, U.S. 322 corridor short-term improvements, and Stoppers Church Road culvert replacement projects. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the board is required to pass a resolution in order to file an application to the county's Dawson County Infrastructure Bank loan program. That program provides zero to very low interest loans for transportation projects. And under that program, you're able to package several projects into one application. With the exception of the culvert replacement, you're familiar with the other two projects that are being listed here. The downtown streetscape project, we currently have two grant applications out there that we're waiting to hear back on. We're either looking to the loan program to provide the required matching funds, or if those applications aren't successful, we'd be looking to the loan program to fund the improvements to move that project forward. The other project listed here is the 322 corridor improvement. That project, we've been working through some solutions with HRG on, and this would allow us to move forward with the short-term improvements. The third project that's listed there is the Stoppers Church Road culvert replacement. This is a culvert that HRG took a look at back in 2013. There's been some deterioration since then. We're in a situation now where we're looking at needing to replace that culvert in 2017. So Tom or Matt could give you more information on that project specifically. The total cost of improvements that we'd be looking to request through this program are $3,060,220. Approving this resolution really just starts the process to get the application in. You know, we're working with HRG to tighten up our cost opinions associated with each of these projects. And again, if the grant funding does come through prior to the county's, a county offer of a loan, we could look to modify that request at that time. The way that this impacts the schedule in each of these is that the county will likely need to close on their loan close to the end of the year. So we'd have the numbers tightened up at that time. Then it would take probably 5 to 6 months until we'd actually close on our loan, which would be roughly June next year for the start of construction.
Thank you. Are there any questions among the board? Lauren, if we apply for the full $3,060,220, mm-hmm. And it's offered to us, do we have to take that full amount?
No. There'll be opportunity, as I was saying, as we tighten up these cost opinions, to work with the county in that regard. Now, we will need to know the number that we're asking for prior to the county closing on their loan.
Okay, and what interest rate would this loan be at?
It's going to depend on what the county is able to secure. Traditionally, in the past, they've looked at a PIB loan. They're looking to change some of their rates and structure, but we'd be looking to request the maximum term, which is likely going to be 25 years. likely an interest rate of 1.5%.
We've heard a number of comments and briefings to the board over the year about the township taking on additional debt. And its potential impact on our credit rating, whether or not we're bumping up against a credit limit that could be ill-advised. And so how would this request for loan, if we get it, affect our credit rating and our limit? Self-imposed limit on loans.
Sure. So Cheryl and I are actually meeting tomorrow to take a look at the implications of this program to next year's budget and future budgets. And I think as we continue and as the board continues to work with PFM on future projections and capital planning, this is definitely something that we'd want to consider in that mix. So today, right now, you know, I don't have a great answer for you, but I think it's definitely something to monitor, and again, as you move forward with PFM, something to consider.
Okay, great. So if we approve this resolution this evening, it's not affirmatively obligating us to do anything, correct? It's just giving us prospect and ability to utilize this resource.
Correct. You're starting the process to submit the, you're essentially approving the submission of an application and starting the process in order to forward.
Thank you.
Sure.
Are there any other thoughts or comments?
I think it's relevant just to point out right now that John and I continue to work really hard to get the $7 million guarantee that we have on the parking garage. Okay. So that effort is active, and we believe that it's going to so, happen. Yeah. But we'll have time to know whether that happens or not before we.
And that relates to the debt service of the
It's not debt that we service, but it is debt that we guarantee.
That we guarantee that is on our books.
Our
right. Right. Okay. And thank you for that information, Bill Justin. I appreciate it. If there aren't any other thoughts or comments, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 1485, authorizing the submission of an application to the Dauphin County Infrastructure Bank Loan Program, requesting $3,060,220. And authorizing the chairman and secretary to execute said documents.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Ms. Court, seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Aye. And that motion is approved unanimously. The next item on the agenda is consideration of the release of a portion of the performance security for the revised final subdivision and land development plan for the Point, plat number 1265, Mr. Emmerich. If I understand, this is housekeeping.
It is.
So moved by Mr. Foley, seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those
aye.
Opposed? And that consideration is granted unanimously. Item F1, establishing a date and time for trick-or-treat night in Derry Township. Chief?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Every year, the Dauphin County Chiefs and Police Association gets together and tries to determine a date for trick-or-treat so that all the communities can coordinate on Monday and have emergency services available and so forth on those dates and the services that we need. So this year, the date of Thursday, October 27th, between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m., which is by the body of the Dauphin County Chiefs Police Association. And I'm bringing that before you to see if we consider that same date for trick-or-treat night.
Any thoughts or comments from the Chief? I know we tried to get this October 31st.
It's arbitrary picking the
pot. I was just thinking, how hard do you really lobby for the 31st? So, you got some big shoes to fill in that regard.
It's, I don't think it would be a big stretch for us to do it on a different date. Just be a matter of scheduling. I think throughout the county, they just try to keep it all on one date. So, you know, things can be coordinated in a better way. So.
Well, there's nothing more important than obviously safety and that court
coordination is part and parcel of safety. So
we also have, I'm sure people have different activities that are going on October 31st. So a lot of times those activities are paired with the trick-or-treat portion of the holiday.
Exactly. Do I have a motion to approve Thursday, October 27th, 2016 as trick-or-treat night in Derry Township between the hours of 6 p.m. and 8 p.m.?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley, seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion is approved unanimously. Item G1, authorization to conduct the 69th annual Hershey Halloween Parade on Tuesday, October 18th, 2016 at 7 p.m. with a severe weather makeup on Wednesday, October 19th, 2016 at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This year's staging start and ending point for the parade has been moved back to the Hershey Recreation Center. As a result, we'll be leaving the Recreation Center parking lot at 7 p.m. sharp. The group will leave the parking lot and head north on Cocoa Avenue, make an immediate left onto Elm Avenue, follow Elm Avenue to Ridge, make a right on Ridge, out to Chocolate, make a right on Chocolate, follow down to Cocoa. We'll be making a right on Cocoa back to the Recreation Center where the parade will disband at that point. This is the same route that we used to use for the Halloween parade years ago. It's also the current route for the Memorial Day parade, so it's a well-known route.
Thank you, and it's time once again for my annual question that I ask about interloper prevention.
We have it covered.
Excellent. Any thoughts or comments from Matt? None? I'll entertain a motion to authorize October 18, 2016 for the 69th Annual Hershey Halloween Parade at 7 p.m. sharp, with the rain makeup for Wednesday, October 19th, 2016 at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Moved by Ms. Court. I'll second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. At this time, I'll invite the correspondence and board and committee information from the board supervisors, starting to my left, Susan.
Nothing.
Matt?
No.
Nothing. Me? John?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing. Justin?
Nothing. Great.
And we'll start with reports.
Nothing.
Fire department.
The only thing I have is next month we'll be very busy with fire prevention. We'll be visiting all the local schools and businesses throughout the month.
Great.
Could I ask Mr. Bob's report?
Absolutely.
Don't forget about the soup cook-off Saturday.
Oh,
Hershey,
yeah.
Partnership event.
Yeah.
Hershey Alter Fire Company.
Yeah. This Saturday we're having the second or third annual soup cook-off
at the 10th.
Yeah.
Public Works. We completed our last paving job today. We're flipping the fleet over in preparation for leaf collection, which starts in about 2 weeks. I just wanted to pass along to the board after our job meeting today out here on Park Boulevard. By next Monday, Tuesday, you should see Park Boulevard go in, the new Park Boulevard, go into full operation. The old road would be cut off at the entrance to Chocolate World, up at Ridge Road. So Chocolate World Way, what's now known as, it's going to be known as Chocolate World Way, and the new Park Boulevard will be functioning. However, the underpass at Ridge Road will not be until about the week of the 16th, something in that order. And are we going to have something out? And
all of it is weather dependent. It sounds like they're going to use 2 days here this week.
I know we've been updating the website fairly regularly on that. Let's just make sure that we communicate any changes and updates publicly on the websites.
It changes. It's very fluid. It changes day to day.
Yeah.
With all three of those tie-ins, but we're doing our best. But
there have been days where we've actually used the new route.
Oh, great.
For those, there was some transition time. I know when I called Mr. Nate, he was rather surprised.
Yep.
While I was illegally traveling.
Never forbid.
Garth and Jeff. Barbara. Thank you. Sure. Matt.
Just very quickly, this past Saturday, we had a tremendous first community build for the Cocoa Castle Playground.
We had a tremendous turnout, got a lot of work done, and we were very thankful for those who came out. The contractor's on site this week, continuing to build that structure. We have our second community build this Saturday from 8 to 4 from the recreation center there, so we ask everyone to come out. We still have pickets, pavers, and plenty of sponsorship opportunities available, so we ask for folks' continued support of that project.
Thank you, and it's coming along pretty well, and it's going to be great when it's done. So, thank you, Matt. Chris, anything?
Nothing.
Pat?
Two updates on the Locust project. The supplemental pipe is all installed at this point. They have finished up the curbing, and we should be paving here the next week or two to finish that project up completely. On the Wood Road crossing there, at the one, that design is completed, submitted to the township for your review, and also to coordinate easement before we go out to bid on that project. So, waiting back here from the township on the design and the easement acquisition at this point.
Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Matt, what's the rough timetable for that intersection on Wood, or the crossing road?
We need about a week or two after we get the okay to finish up the bidding documents, and we can bid it out.
So this fall still, or?
Depends on how quickly we get the email, yes.
And have the residents of Locust been informed of where things are?
Yeah, I know. The jurors have been out, and our inspector has kept them informed, and they appear to be very happy.
I hate to put you guys on the spot, but are we making any progress with the easement on 52 acres on the town road?
I have heard nothing on that.
I think it's Mr. Ewes, is that correct?
Yes. Chris and I talked 2 weeks ago, and I started working on the easement. I found out my partner is going through Germany for 2 weeks, so I got a little behind me. But then the next week,
thank you. Anything else? Chuck?
A couple of weeks ago, I was asked to look into Fairway Road. Vacation, Fairway Road, Little Road, South here where they're remodeling the home. I found that, I guess there were probably 7 lots that were developed up there prior to 1958, and that's when Fairway first became established. I can't find any evidence of it ever being dedicated to the township. So in that case, then, similar to what we did on Hawkersville Road, I think we would do a vacation indicating that we were vacating any rights that we may have to the road. I spoke to John and I emailed a little bit today. John's suggesting that we get the adjoiners to sign off. There's only one user, 2 adjoiners. American Water owns 2 sides of the road, and then it also serves the house that's up there. So I guess at this juncture, with that information, does the board want us to pursue that vacation?
So I missed the first part of it. Where's the dividing line? Where? The one property owner would get half, the other property would get the other half. Is it in the middle of the road, or?
American Water would likely get both sides of the road back to about the last piece. Part of the vacation would be establishing an easement so that the property owner that presently uses it would continue to use it.
Got it.
That's not so common in those kind of instances.
Okay. All right, so
they would gain a little bit of land, but not much.
So we're not putting them in a position where they have to build a new driveway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, whether there's going to be any sort of imposition on either landowner for that.
Other than snow plowing,
maintenance and things like that. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Who would be responsible for the maintenance?
I think at that point, then, since we're down to a single user, which is why we're interested in vacating it, because Tom's really just plowing somebody's driveway, paving somebody's driveway, it would be the responsibility of the person using it. Unless Pennsylvania American Water wanted to continue to use it, then they would have to work out an agreement between themselves.
And PA American Water would have to grant that, is that right?
I think we'd find that it's prescriptive, that it already exists.
Okay.
Even under vacation. John, do you want to add to that at all?
No. I haven't looked at it carefully enough to say that definitively, but it appears that it's been used by several properties. I look at it, as I'm looking at the tax map tonight, and it shows 2 different property owners having kind of like an L-shaped entrance into their property.
All right.
And there's one that's immediately adjacent to it on one side, and one that's immediately adjacent to it on the other side. And then Pennsylvania American thinks the larger lot
Right, so American Water controls all of those lots except for the one with the remodel film on it.
Partially remodeled.
So as I understand, you know, when you're part and party to a plan of lots, that those streets, whether they be opened or not, you're entitled to use, I think is the way the courts have typically looked at that.
That's generally the rule, yes.
So there's still some things to work out, but it does the board want us to continue through this now with John with that information?
I think so. Absolutely.
Okay.
Please do. Chuck, you and I had spoken, I believe today, about the Middletown Road sidewalk issue.
Yes.
I'd been approached by some folks who indicated that it might be wise to begin exploring whether or not the installation of a sidewalk from South Point up to the crossing by the new sheets and the commercial stores there is feasible. And if so, what steps would be needed in order to implement that? Could you begin the process of taking a look at that if you haven't done so already?
Sure, I have dug into it. Some starting at South Point Drive, which was done, or South Point itself was done in about seven phases. The phase that is between, that's north of South Point Drive, did actually have a sidewalk deferment that could be called. That land is presently held in a corporate ownership. The next lot, which is about 172 foot of frontage, was created in 1958 again, actually. That does not have a sidewalk deferment. It is owned by the same corporation, though, that owns the other property to the south. So I would think that they would be willing to extend the sidewalk. That brings us up to the edge of phase one of Deer Run, and phase one of Deer Run was given a sidewalk deferment. It's a short section that may be called. So in all, there are two areas that the supervisors could take action to require the sidewalk to be installed, and another area that we would negotiate sidewalk installation. If you want me to pursue that with the owners and the HOAs, I'm happy to do that.
Well, I was thinking that perhaps if you could provide a map so that we can visualize what is being discussed, would 30 days be sufficient for you to essentially prepare a very short presentation to the board supervisors on that issue so that we can perhaps give you some direction on which way the board wants to go?
Plenty of time.
Okay.
I was just going to say, it'd be really interesting to see how the north side of South Point Drive is affected with the study that Matt's working on, because that site distance there is something that's been considered. There's a bank there, right? And so what would the impact of the sidewalk be? Could it possibly, the installation of the sidewalk, lend itself to helping that site distance?
That's another thing that I really didn't mention. Likely the sidewalk would be within the state right of way, so it would be state permitted. And yes, it would probably help with the site distance issue.
Yeah. And these are things that, you know, if you could provide us for consideration when we do consider that, I think would be very helpful. Or obviously any other issues that you see that, or any members of the board sees that might be helpful towards our deliberations on that. Susan, did you?
So just a clarification. So this is not to connect South Point with Deer Run. This is to get both of those neighborhoods across the street?
No, it's to get them along Middletown Road.
But for the purpose of getting over to Sheets and Western
Street? Well, I wouldn't say that's for the purpose of it, but I would say that if there's going to be a commercial enterprise there that's going to attract thousands of households for business, that we might want to consider having a means by which to have the people walk there.
No, I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah,
we'll
get you a sheet.
It's hard
enough
to drive.
It would lead to Sheets.
And then Sheets connects to, there's a sidewalk that comes off.
It just installed it, yeah. So, yeah. That's the purpose, rather than having people want to go to that area and have to walk on Middletown Road, the shorter Middletown Road to get there.
Okay. I loaded up Google, we're going to have it here. So this is South Point Drive. You can see there's already sidewalks out to the intersection. What we'd be looking at is extending up through these properties. It's actually this property in here, and it was subdivided out before. I think it is that house, actually. This house came out before and would not have the call. So up to about this point, we could ask the sidewalk be installed. There's a short gap there, and then this line coming back through is actually Deer Run, and there was a deferment for this section of Deer Run. And the idea being to get up to the pedestrian crossing here that would get you over to the commercial center.
Could you go south a little bit on that, John? Keep going.
I have the whole world here.
There you go. What about from that intersection right there? From
this one?
Yeah.
There were no sidewalk deferments. That was before it started.
Right.
You know, before the sidewalk deferment started. So we would not, if it would take a different type of ordinance to require sidewalks there, or it would have to be a township project.
If you could brief us on that as well.
Sure.
So just so that we have all the information, and whether or not we want to pursue that or not, we'll have the information to make that decision.
And if you don't mind, Mike, have it up. Can you go to the other side of where she is? There's the outgoing to be. So what happens to the sidewalk there? Do we go over to...
So this is the trail sidewalk, if you will, through Madison Heights.
Yeah,
Hershey.
Right.
It just terminates here.
Okay.
Coming through... the sheet site, we have sidewalk coming up to the church property.
Okay.
I heard that they're willing to, that the developer, that the church had asked for sidewalk along here and that they are willing to do that, but I don't have that on any real accord. But the sidewalk will weave through here. It comes off kind of into the site. It meanders a little bit. It's more akin to a trail than a sidewalk.
And it's right there where you're...
And yes, it'll connect that to the pedestrian.
Can I just go back to Matt for a second? Where the Gramercy, where we have the Gramercy pedestrian crossing? Because you don't need, correct me if I'm wrong, you don't need an easement to proceed with that, or you do?
We still need both easements on both sides.
You do? Okay. So the engineering is done?
Yes.
Right.
On the engineering, that's on the Madison Heights side.
Okay.
The engineering is not done. The new engineering is not done on the new trail alignment.
Okay, so
can't
proceed until that happens.
That's right.
Okay.
Anything else for Chuck?
One other thing, Chuck. I know you've been awfully busy. Anything with the property maintenance?
You know, normally it's the second meeting that I try and do a property maintenance report, and you are correct. You called me to the carpet. I was too busy to get one together for tonight. I'll try and bring that to next meeting. We had a lot of letters in for the public hearing.
Thank you. Lauren?
I have a couple of things. First is that Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development recently opened a round of Keystone Community Funding. Applications are due on the 14th of October. This is the program that the Downtown Hershey Association received some funding for the master plan through. And they also provide funding for implementation. So I'm currently looking into that and seeing what projects might make for a good competitive project, and also trying to determine who the most appropriate applicant would be, whether it would be the Downtown Hershey Association or some type of an agreement between the township and the Downtown Hershey Association. So this first round that they're opening, the applications are due October 14th. My understanding is that a couple of weeks after they close that round, they'll be opening another round. So I'll either have more information for you at your next meeting on the 11th or, in the months to come. The second thing is that Pam Whitenack, who is our current chair for the Downtown Hershey Association, and I attended a webinar. There's an award prize opportunity through the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation through their 2017 Culture of Health Prize program, and this is an annual program. It's nationwide that honors outstanding community efforts and partnerships that are helping people live healthier lives. So it doesn't just look at clinical health, but really community health on a community-wide basis. Because of this, they request that the municipal government serve as the applicant for that program. There's three tiers in the application process. The first is a pretty simple narrative. So looking for your approval tonight to move ahead with an application to that program that could really be representative of a larger community effort, pulling in some other stakeholders for, you know, brainstorming session and some reaction as well. If we're awarded, up to 10 communities will be awarded a $25,000 cash prize, and there isn't a designated project that needs to go to. You also receive some recognition through the foundation for that.
Can it make sense to move forward on that application?
Okay.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Just two more quick things. One is that the Farmers Market on Chocolate concluded their season last Saturday. Just want to thank all the volunteers and people that made that effort possible. Thanks also to the fire company for letting the Downtown Hershey Association use their storage space and the space really behind your facility there. It worked out very well, and I think it was a successful year for that. So thanks to everyone involved. And then finally, just wanted to give you all a heads up that I'll be speaking to the Milton Hershey School Alumni Association on the 11th in the afternoon. That's everything. Thank you.
Any thoughts or comments for Lauren? Matt, anything on behalf of the township that needs to be addressed this evening?
No.
Okay, thank you. Noting that, I'll entertain a motion for approve accounts payable in the amount of $1,072,611.71 and payroll in the amount of $332,811.51. Moved by Mr. Weir, seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And approval of accounts payable and payroll in the aforesaid amounts are approved unanimously. At this time, I'd like to invite visitor and public comments. And again, if anybody wishes to address the board supervisors, please come to the podium. Please identify yourself by name and address. And if you'd be so kind as to limit your remarks to 3 minutes or less, it would be greatly appreciated. Anyone? No. And I will entertain a motion to adjourn. By Foley. Mr. Foley. I'll second that. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And this meeting is adjourned.